BBC Radio Suffolk at breakfast.
Right, let's chat about that clock now, that one that stopped. Villagers are almost halfway with the fundraising to repair a clock in the tower of their parish church. They've raised just over £7,000 so far to restore the clock face at St Gregory's Church at Barnham near to Thetford. Luke Deal has gone to wind it up for us this morning. Hello, Luke.
Hello, Wayne. Morning to you. And as you so rightly say, we're over here in Barnham this morning. And as if by magic, the clock works. However, it may work and it may strike here in this wonderful little village. But there is a lot of work that needs to be done to it. And with me, a variety of people from the parish. Let's talk about its history with historian Edward Wortley. I mean, looking at it, it is tired, isn't it? Despite the fact that it sounds very loud.
It's very tired, and the clock has an interesting history. The original turret clock was given to the village by the 3rd Duke of Grafton. This was repaired by Vale Richardson of Bury St Edmunds in 1894. They were jewellers in Abbeygate Street. And 25 years later, roughly in 1917, it needed major repair again, and this original turret clock was taken out and the present mechanism put in, but the original face was retained. The turret clock itself eventually ended up in the Clock Museum in Bury and was fully restored by the late Ted Ashton in 2015 and is now on show in the Bygones exhibition at Euston Hall.
But looking up at it now, I mean, you've got to raise the money to give it that sort of facelift that it needs.
I'm sure the parish council and the church will get it, and I'm sure it'll be fully restored to its former glory for all to come and hear it and certainly cherish it.
Well, let's bring in John Bower, who's chairman of Barnham Parish Council. And am I right in thinking that the parish council are responsible for the clock maintenance, but you're not responsible for the church?
That's true, yes. Like a number of parish councils, we have responsibility for looking after the clock. It is the village clock. It's not the church clock. It lives in the church because that's the obvious place for it. But we look after it, we maintain it, and when necessary, we raise the funds to help restore it.
And how important is that clock then to the local community? Do they value it?
They do. Before the parish council decided to proceed with any work, we did a survey of the locals, and we were, well, I won't say surprised, I'm not surprised, but we were encouraged by the fact that so many people have quite a fondness for the clock. It's the centre part of the village.
Well, I turned up just before seven, heard it strike at seven. I thought, oh, that sounds lovely. And it wasn't raining, thank goodness. The man who's responsible for winding it all up is Simon Ford. I mean, how urgent are these repairs then for the clock face itself?
Well, I think certainly from aesthetics, it really, obviously, as we can all see, it needs doing. But as far as the clock mechanism itself goes, though, it's been running for, as we've heard, for all these years. Keeps pretty good time. It needs a little tweak here and there, and I'll give it a bit of tender loving care once a week. it's a lovely job, to be honest. It's
what do you know about the repairs then? What will they entail?
Right, basically what's going to happen is that they will need to replace or take down the face by abseiling down from the top of the church tower and removing it and then lowering it to the ground, taking it away and restoring it, and then hoisting it back up with ropes, you know, like a mountaineering sort of exercise, and put it back in place.
Obviously, you've got to raise all the money first, but how long will that repair work take, and how long will the village be without a clock?
I think they're sort of talking of a few months to actually do it. Whether or not we can still run the clock, obviously we won't be able to see the time, but I think we'll probably have to keep the clock running, because as clocks are, you don't really want to stop them.
No.
You want to keep it going, so, and it will still chime.
I bet it will, and it sounds lovely. I mean, the Reverend Sue Nutt, you're responsible for the church here. It is the centre part of the village, and when it chimes, as we heard at the beginning of this piece, you know, it's rather loud. It is prominent in the village.
It's very important, and I think the village value it. The church, the parish council, and sorry, I was going to go on. The parish council and the church work together really well. It's a good community. We're very small, and we all help each other, and it's wonderful that the parish council are going to do this.
And looking at it, I mean, yeah, it looks as tired as we do at this time of the morning. A lot of work has got to be done, and as we were hearing from Simon, they've got to abseil down. Why couldn't they put the scaffolding up?
It does sound dotty, doesn't it? But that's the way they've quoted it. But there may be other quotes coming in, so it may not happen like that. But it's always difficult when it's a tower. It's a very old tower. The church started in the 13th century.
Yeah.
And if you look at the church tower, you'll see there are layers where different. They did some and then they went away for a year and then did more. So it's been here a very, very long time. The rumour in the village has always been that the then Duke of Grafton wanted to see the time when he went past to get the train to London, because there used to be a station here.
Oh, right.
Mm. So whether that's true or not, I don't know.
But what about raising the rest of the money? How are you going to do that? Because you've got around £8,000 already.
I think they're going to be grants. I think it'd be grants. It's a specialist thing, and you can get grants for specialist courses, but you have to match quite often. So they've got a very good start.
Yeah. Are you optimistic you'll be able to get those grants? Will you have to rely on the local community as well to put their hands in their pockets?
Well, we hope they will. It's actually being dedicated to the memory of a lovely lady called Sarah Rush, who was sort of known as the Queen of Barnum. She's our church warden, but she did so much in the village. She got the BEM for her community work here. Have I mentioned that already? No. And so a lot of people loved her.
Yeah.
And so I think the money will come in.
And is there a timeline? Are you against the clock, theoretically, to get it done?
Well, I think the diocese have given us till March next year, but it can be extended.
Wonderful. Well, keep us posted. Let us know how you get on. As you were hearing, they've got around £8,000. They need to get around about another £7,000 in the bank, whether that comes from grants or the local community, to start work on the clock face and get that sort of lifted and repaired.